winning with wit, behavior warning, and the battle moves on. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The attention given to high school athletic stars sometimes goes to their head, but not Jake Witt at UN Trout Creek. The 6'7" starting center for the Panthers basketball team averages a double-double for his undefeated squad, and being in a remote part of the state without the pressures of club ball and recruiting has helped him enjoy his high school experience.
Exactly, yeah. The lack of pressure is really awesome. You can just go out there, play and have fun with your team. It's really nice having all the pressure off, kind of flying under the radar.
And as for the pressure of being one of the best teams around this year, Witt welcomes it.
It feels great. It really does. We've been working hard. We have a young team. I don't even think we've reached our potential yet. But once we do, we're young and we're going to be running and gunning. That's for sure.
With over 1,000 career points and a UP record of over 1,000 rebounds, historians might liken Witt, who is also a two-time UP All-State selection as an end in eight-player football and a UP shot put champion in track and field, to one Bob Gale, the 6'7" center to first break the 40-point ceiling in a state championship game in 1966 for Trout Creek, 2 years before the schools were consolidated.
I haven't heard that many comparisons, but just to be compared to him would be great, considering he's one of the all-time greats of the UP.
Witt will be heading to Michigan Tech next year, where he recently signed a letter of intent to play college basketball. You can read more about Jake Witt on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game ball this week goes out to Xavier Staubs and Grant Warner of Corunna, who came to the aid of Owosso's Cameron Sampson when he lost consciousness while swimming a leg of the 200 medley relay in a boys' swimming meet a couple of weeks ago. Staubs and Warner got Sampson out of the water, where he was revived. Food serves as both fuel and as function for the body. Getting the right amounts of each of the five food groups every day gives athletes all the energy they need for health and performance. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
A new rule in basketball this year allows for an official to warn a coach or team for misconduct. This is an administrative procedure which is reported to the scores table, but has no immediate penalty. Stopping play and letting the coach or bench know that a formal warning has been issued sends a clear message to everyone in the gym, and it should also impact behavior in a positive way without having to award a technical foul. If the official, however, deems the misconduct to be major, a technical foul can be issued. A warning is not required before calling any technical foul.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Well, the first round of the 2018 Battle of the Fans has seen nine schools emerge as semifinalists. Congratulations to Boyne City, Buchanan, Cedar Springs, Charlotte, Munising, Negaunee, Pellston, Petoskey, and Traverse City West. The semifinalists will now take on 10 challenges via their social media channels by January 27th, after which three finalists will be selected and visited on game nights by the MHSAA staff and the Student Advisory Council. This year's winner will be announced on February 23rd and recognized in March at the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center. You can follow the challenge round through the hashtag BOTF, and the MHSAA will also share challenge posts on its social media channels. Join us again next week for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.